Okay, so welcome to another edition of Igayutat with myself, Diane McGachran, and...
Nokakluk Esther Green.
Yes, and today's show, I'm going to share with Esther, she and I have talked about this, I'm going to share about some key parts of Yupik culture that I really appreciate and have been actually very helpful in my own life. Mm-hmm. And I really... wanted to share a little bit about that. So what we've talked about are like these three key areas, one being the natural world and the way we belong and are in relationship with the world around us, the environment. And the second area is our mind and how we need to be careful with our thoughts and how we use our mind. And the third area that we'll end up probably talking more about is elders and mm-hmm. the elders' role in Yupik culture.
Yeah.
So if you want to start with the first one about the natural world and how we belong in it, why don't we share a summary of that? And now, and you're doing this like from an elder perspective.
Mm-hmm.
As an elder, what would you like to say about the natural world and the way we belong in it?
We in the natural world are interconnected. We and the natural world belong together. Need to respect and care for the natural world. In the long run, the wilderness gets stronger.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you, when you go out berry picking or just being outside, can you feel that kind of relationship?
And yes.
That
can... Yes. I can say things. I can act out my anger any way I want to out in the tundra.
Mm-hmm.
Tundra, just let me be.
Yes.
Don't boss me around.
Right.
I can scream, get it out of my system, and afterwards feel calmness.
Mm-hmm.
When out on the tundra, take a moment to stretch your arms out and let the power of healing nature come through your body to your mind. And this good thing that you do, and you have to be.
Key areas that you've touched on. And the second area is our mind and the care of our mind and our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you like to say about that?
Yeah, you have to respect the power of your mind. Your thoughts are just thoughts, and they can trap you if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts can take you down trail you do not want to go.
Have you ever had thoughts take you down a trail you didn't want to go on? I have.
Of course.
Of course, I know.
Yep. That prompted me to be more aware of myself. And then when my mind tries to go the other way,
mm-hmm.
I have to fight it.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah. I remember you saying how our thoughts can be like snares,
mm-hmm.
and we get trapped in these thoughts, and then we struggle, and the snare gets tighter and tighter. And the thing about it, I remember you saying that the snare is, the thoughts are just made up. We don't have to be in the struggle like that.
Mm-hmm.
And self-awareness is really important.
Our mind is very, very tricky, too. Yep. Try, it's sort of like enemy.
Oh, it can be, yeah.
Yeah,
we're not careful.
It can be enemy, but then you have to be aware, always aware where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. What you're feeling, what you're thinking, how your thoughts are. Yeah, that's a really important point. Yeah. And then what about, as an elder, do you feel like an extra responsibility around this, you know, as a role model?
Yeah. Me? I'm the only one who can control me to try to be on the right track, to try to think the right thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only one who can control that.
I know, yeah. Do some of these things get easier as an elder? Like, is it easier to deal with your mind now than it was a long time ago?
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Slipaways. But now, and seems like I'm more aware of myself, because the world is watching me.
Oh, especially as an elder, you're like a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And people observe how you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it gets easier as we get older. I like that. And
if you want it that way, it will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, good. I'm on the right path. Oh, I still have a long way to go, though.
Mm-hmm.
So the third area that we looked at was the importance of elders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that also is very clear when you come out to this region, that elders have a role that they are respected for having. And so I thought we could spend a little bit of time talking about your experience as an elder and some of the responsibilities that go with that. But I had one question for you that I think I've asked you in the past that I'm curious about. So you know about colonization that's happened out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, like a lot of elders who are in the RHS program, yourself, you don't seem to live in the past very much. Like, and you also, I think one time I asked you, aren't you angry about colonization and its impact? And maybe you could speak to that as an elder, how you've coped with that.
Well, when I was growing up, the elders around my time when I was growing up, they used to say, everything is going to change. Nothing is going to be like this all the way. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some changes. Some you like, some you won't like. And what does it do? That one when you think about it, if you deal with it the right way, it'll make you more wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stronger.
Yeah.
Not to stay in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And right now what's going on to some people, they are really, really mad about what happened, what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
They're mad for me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think that's not the right way to go. That's how I think.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not angry.
Mm-mm.
That's really remarkable.
In fact, I'm glad I was there to witness that. Now I have something to use as a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
There's a reason why things happen. They have a reason.
Yeah. So I think that really relates to the care of your mind and using your mind in a good way.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're using your mind in a good way when it comes to understanding and moving beyond what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't carry it every single day and be miserable.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'd be miserable.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's good. And when you think about the health and well-being of communities and the health and well-being of Bethel, how do you see elders as part of that? What do you think elders are giving to us?
They have to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what they know. To let the young people know it's not happening right now, what used to be years ago. Changed to now, whereas you can share all the good knowledge that you've gained.
Oh, as an elder to share back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. That is important. And, you know, sharing, especially sharing traditional ways of living, like the way food is prepped or traditional ways of understanding the weather patterns and like that can be, I think, really important.
And wonderful thing about it is some people share with me traditional food. And I always think, oh, this young person, middle-aged person, learned that from her or his elders.
Right, right.
So they're living it by showing elders. They can share what they have learned from their elders.
Yeah, nice. You know, when they do studies, I know of one study that found that really healthy communities have something called cultural continuity, meaning to say the culture continues to exist and continues to be passed on.
Yeah.
And I feel like elders are the key, one of the key people to make sure that cultural continuity continues, right? That's pretty nice. Before we go on, do you want to say any of what we've just talked about in Euchton? And then we'll go to the next section. And you could just kind of summarize relating to the natural world, the power of our mind, and the importance of elders.
Nutum sakamun huangkuta usgusngaakut. Tiulam thun ne kwalum thun chat. Biungrik paliata matum chiunganing. Tamakut luasik lutung huangkut nun. Duskunung huangkuta lu. Nalustainun. Chikei kulhuki biukungalukik. Tiulam taal khutait. Nalustainun. Chikei kulhuki biukungalukik. Tiulam taal khutait.
Doi? Okay. All right. So the other area we're going to cover is just what it's like, what it feels like to be an elder. And I was going to mention one thing. One of my colleagues up at UAF, his name's Dr. Jordan Lewis, and he's from one of the communities, I think, in Bristol Bay. He's done some research on elders, and he mentioned in one of his articles five key areas that are healthy for elders, and that's emotional well-being, community engagement, being involved in the community, having your physical health, having a sense of spirituality, and native ways of living and being able to pass on and share knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you relate to those kind of factors? Like, do you feel like those are part of the life you have?
Yeah. Yes. For example, mm-hmm. one example. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's lots of examples. But
which one comes to
one
mind?
One of them is when something that's very negative that's bothering me,
mm-hmm.
I can talk to it.
Cool.
I can tell it to go away. Because I'm stemming from wilderness is like a hospital.
The wilderness is like a hospital.
Mm-hmm. And its plants, mm-hmm. trees, and everything, those are good psychiatrists.
Yes, they are good
psychiatrists. Yeah, you can say anything. You can talk to them, even if they won't answer you back.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there.
Yeah.
They welcome you. And they listen to you. Boy, after that, you could just go on feeling light because you.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's a healing place, both physically and emotionally, to be out there on the tundra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I had asked you about was what are some of your favorite parts of being an elder?
My favorite parts of being an elder. The way people treat me. The way people give me some things that, especially nowadays, I don't use my body that much anymore.
Oh, for subsistence, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the way people share mm-hmm. and give me,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's overwhelming.
Oh.
It gives you feeling of you're still important no matter what age you're in.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That really helps with your sense of community and emotional well-being.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
And when they give you some things mm-hmm. to eat, traditional food, like you used to take care of and prepare and no longer doing it right now, in your mind, you want to get back to them some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But all you can do is wish them good luck.
Yeah.
Your mind is powerful. It can hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish them well. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and they probably, knowing that, how meaningful it is to you, knowing that is kind of a gift for them.
Mm-hmm.
They get to be a part of an elder's well-being.
Yes.
And I think that's a beautiful part of the giving,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that you have a bond with other elders? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We just get together sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about the golden days we used to be in the back.
Yeah.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
I call them golden days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. What's something that really surprised you about being an elder, now that you're an elder?
That I, right now, I'm close to some elders I know. We can get together and we can cry together.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about lots of things and the changes from way back to now. How today, right now, at this moment, everything is different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's probably a special bond you all have, mm-hmm. to have so many years that you can draw from and reflect back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And just, can you say a little bit about some key things about being an elder that you practice yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, one day at a time, and I can control me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we elders have to know, we know our mind don't get old.
your mind still feels young. Okay, good.
Try to stay busy. Use my body. Keep moving. Even you can't go out and visit somebody, you can do things in the house. Keep moving. And when you want to take a nap, go ahead.
You don't need permission anymore. You want a nap.
And when we keep busy,
mm-hmm.
what we do, it gets to be fun.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You start to have fun doing it, because it makes the time go a little faster.
Right. Good. I like that outlook. I'm going to have to practice that one. Yeah.
Elder Aulhudnga. Kalakhtakamta. Technically, Asilakpa. Umyomta ukamaylti anlugu. What I'm saying is, since we get knowledge from what we go through, we can share all those. We can laugh about it. We can cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tamam da ayukluda. Same. We want to share.
Yeah. Not just your knowledge, but like you shared some salmon with me today,
mm-hmm.
and the other day. It was awesome. And what is it that, like, as an elder, what do you hope for, or what would you like to see people continue to do in relationship to elders?
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it. The next generations have ears to hear and eyes to see.
Yeah.
So the next generation that's coming up can see you and they like what you do. Who knows? They might want to copy you.
You mean how elders are treated? Mm-hmm. Like them being able to see how that happens so that they can also do that? That's what I wondered. And I think we looked at this a little bit, just wondering, what's the best part of being an elder?
The best part of being elder, you're respected.
Nice, yeah.
It means lots.
Mm-hmm.
People respecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Because already in your mind, there's respect in there that you want to give up to.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's really mm-hmm. neat. Okay, so as we wind down for today's show, is there anything you want to touch on in Yukden about being an elder or what you like about being an elder or anything else we've talked about that you want to kind of summarize in Yukden?
Elder Akhanig Huankutingi Gayung Nakur Nakutukut Ksalput Malik Takusi Yakpkinaku. Don't say yes to your laziness.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I do say yes to my laziness sometimes, so I probably should get that under control. Okay, well, thanks again, Esther, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And want to say that Esther and I, we love putting these shows together. And if you ever have an idea of a theme that you'd like us to chat about, you're welcome to call 907-543-3131. That's the KYUK station here, and you could just tell them, hey, I have an idea for a Gayutat, and they'll pass that on to Esther and me. Thank you for listening to Igayutat, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.